T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Dr. Calvin Butts, president of State University of New York at Old Westbury. Nice to have you here. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
So the Nassau executive says that there are guidelines, but schools are making their own specific rules. What are you doing as we begin phase four?
Ours is a hybrid model. We will basically be doing education, distance learning, using Microsoft, using all the tools that are available to us through technology. Mm-hmm. And some students who require labs and who require interpersonal conversations with the faculty members will be allowed, but in very small numbers. We call that low density. It makes mm-hmm. the most sense because we don't know if we'll have another spike come fall. And we don't know what may be required of us at Old Westbury, especially since we have an alternate care facility on our campus to care for over 1,000 patients if necessary.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that. So that essentially a field hospital, I was going to ask you, are you indeed keeping it there? What, in case of a resurgence?
Yes, we're working mm-hmm. with the governor. He has asked that we keep it available because we're not quite sure what the future will hold. Look at what's mm-hmm. happening across the southeast and southwest. But we do want to make sure that the health and safety, not only of our students, faculty, and staff, but our surrounding community, is protected. So I am working very hard to keep that hospital available and keep it safe. And we have to keep so many dorm rooms available for medical staff in case we do have to use the hospital or the alternate care facility.
Okay, so that would presumably mean fewer kids in the dorms then?
Well, we're closing our dorms.
Okay.
We cannot take that chance. Health and safety are primary. And no matter what you do, in order to keep the rooms available for the health personnel and to keep the students safe, and the staff that work in the dormitories to clean them, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Dr. Butts, so you're saying that no kids are going to be in the dorms this fall?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. It's the best thing. It's the best thing because mm-hmm. if you do and there's a resurgence, you'll have an untenable situation.
Yeah, and you have a lot of commuter kids anyhow, right?
Say that again.
You have a lot of kids who are commuters.
Yes, we
anyway.
Do. Yeah. Our campus is hybrid. It's very unusual. We have a significant number of commuters, and we made it through this semester emptying the dorms, and I think we can live one more semester like that. Mm-hmm. I think we will have some hold on this by spring.
Okay, and you mentioned a few moments ago that the classrooms would be a low-density situation. Do you have numbers as far as how many kids will be allowed in a classroom at one time?
Well, probably no more than about 10, maybe even a few less. But we have to maintain that social distancing. We have to keep our students and faculty. The faculty are very nervous about coming back, and while many of them are eager to get with the students, a significant number of faculty persons are a little cautious about that. So I would say 10 or less with appropriate social distancing, masks, and gloves.
How do you monitor kids' time spent off campus, in particular with SUNY Westbury being a big commuter school? I know I read about one college in New England actually utilizing an app to track kids. What do you tell them when they're not on campus, you know, what to do when they're not on campus?
We have an app that helps us to track some students. We also have testing. When you come to the campus, you will be tested. Your temperature will be taken. We're doing some of that now because we have men and women who are coming on and off campus to work. And one thing that's missing, I think, that ought to be emphasized is while the students are our primary target and concern, we have to be concerned about faculty and staff because the college can't operate, and we've have low density where staff is concerned without its administrative assistants and without its maintenance people, without its building and grounds people. So that's a major concern. So we're testing, and we think that the testing, the masks, the gloves, the social distancing will all help us to preserve our campus and be ready for the spring.
Last quick question for you. I'm sort of fascinated by that app. Would that tell you if a kid, you know, attended a class at SUNY Old Westbury, went off campus and went to some big party where there was not social distancing? Is that the aim?
Well, the aim is, yes, to try to track as much as we can. Nothing is perfect, but the whereabouts of many of our students, and to get some idea in case one tests positive upon coming into the campus where they've been. And we're working very closely with our county executive, Laura Curran. She's been just tremendous in this. And, of course, with the governor, with what we call contact tracing.
Okay. All right. Certainly a big, big job. Dr. Calvin Butts, president of State University of New York at Old Westbury. Nice to chat with you. Thank you.
Thank you.